Hey, this is Carlos Cavallo. Welcome to the show. I've got something very cool for you today. I want to handle one of the questions from my mailbag. And yes, of course, the mailman comes by every day and drops off a huge stack of letters. Isn't that what we always imagine that when we say mailbag? It's like the good old days of people actually sending letters instead of emails. Well, I do get a lot of emails, so I consider that kind of a mailbag. What I got was an interesting question from a gal who we will call Marcy. Marcy writes in and says, "Hey, Carlos, I just started dating a guy who's been showing a lot of great attributes and interest. He's very communicative and consistent. The first time we went out, he was very gung-ho, but I wasn't sure how I felt, so I offered to split the check. Usually a guy will say he's got it, but he let me pay my part. It didn't bother me too much because I didn't really know if I was even seriously interested. I knew he'd been on vacation the week before when we started communication, and he told me he'd spent 3 times more than he'd anticipated with a bachelor party weekend with the boys in the Keys. Florida Keys, I'm guessing she's saying. He said he needed a few weeks to recoup, but wanted to take me out to a nice restaurant next time we went out. I went to visit him a couple weeks later. We live about 2 hours apart. Although I know he should have come my way and he was arranging that, I decided I didn't want him on my turf yet, and I wanted to observe him in his environment, with his friends and so forth, which, by the way, is a smart idea. He took me out and paid for dinner and drinks, and then more drinks later on that night. At this point, we've been communicating daily, and with him always initiating texts and calls for a total of 3 weeks, where he shared a lot of personal information about himself and wanted to get to know me, so I felt comfortable with him. We ended up messing around. Big surprise. Now, by messing around, I'm imagining you slept with him. You had sexual intercourse. It's okay, you can say that, ladies. We still think that somehow, it's funny because I kind of giggle a little bit because, for the most part, we live in this quote-unquote liberated, empowered, sexually emancipated society where women can have sex just like guys, and we try and push that in our television programming and our movies, but the reality is that women never really want to do that. You want to be demure. You want to be coy. You want to be a little bit... you don't want to look like a slut. Let's just say that, okay? Women don't want to look like sluts. And that's why we kind of put those, we couch our terms and our phrasing to make ourselves look better. Everybody does it. It's okay. So I giggle a little bit when I see messing around. I know what you meant. Next day, going on with the letter here. Next day, he took me to brunch. When the bill came, he said out loud, "Wow, $40. And that was a turnoff. So I offered to split it. My question is this. Is this a really bad sign, or is there something I say or how do I handle it to make it clear that while he's courting me, he should handle it? I don't care how much money a guy has, but it's a turnoff if they're cheap. Maybe it got messed up because I slept with him." Oh, wait a minute. You did admit you slept with him. You naughty girl. You slut. Sorry, I'm not judging. Making mental notes for the next time, and I'd appreciate your perspective. Signed, Marcy. Well, okay. This is definitely a hot topic when it comes to men and women and dating, right? This whole topic, who pays? It's actually really simple. I'm going to give you the answer, the definitive answer here right now in this podcast, by the way. Here's how I feel about the whole the bill thing. And I'm not talking about Bill Clinton either. If a guy asks you out, he pays. You can counteroffer to pay your part. That's being polite. But he would then insist and say, "No, I got it." And then you give in. That's called the dance, and that's what we do on dates, and that's just the way it works, and that's okay. Now, on that note, he did kind of fail on that first date, okay? Dude kind of chumped it up big time, especially because you came all that way out to where he was. Yeah, you don't do that, dude. You gotta just cough it up to, hey, she drove and came out your way, and it's just not cool. So not taking the check on the first date is a major gaffe of his, especially if he was gung-ho and he organized the whole thing. But hang on, there's more to it than this. Later on, he did do the right thing, and he probably realized he needed to when he took you out and then treated you to dinner. But here's the thing to keep in mind, okay? the modern media, along with this their rabid propaganda and, let's just say, other agendas out there, have confused guys completely about this topic. Unless a guy has a dad or had a dad as straightforward and clear as mine was on this topic, which is very unlikely, by the way, and had the kind of relationship education that I managed to get, which is also very unlikely, it's more likely that he's not going to know what he's supposed to be doing on a date, okay, or about this whole situation. Think about all the mixed and confusing messages in the media about, quote, enabled and empowered women, end quote. I used my fingers for the little quotes there, by the way. And I'm not being sarcastic either. Yes, women are equal and they have careers and all that stuff, and they should. And we're not going to get into this whole, you know, women versus men thing. That's not what this is about, because it's really not about that anymore. Okay. That's, no matter what anybody might tell you in the media and all these surveys and things like that, women and men are pretty much equal now in terms of pay. The only thing that relates to an inequality of pay, by the way, is the fact that women tend to take maternity leave, which is very rarely figured in or factored into those surveys or whatever it is that they do, where they do studies about the equivalency of pay between men and women for the same positions. They don't take into consideration that very distinct fact that many women will take several years out of the workforce to have children. And that's fine. That's A-okay. So just put that in the back of your head, okay? So keep that in mind when you hear those stories about how men are still, you know, there's a glass ceiling and that women still aren't being paid as much as men. In the United States as a whole, it's pretty rare that that sort of thing is happening, okay? I gotta tell you, it's really a distortion of statistics related to, of course, the amount of time that we do spend on the workforce, and it doesn't take everything into consideration, okay? I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm not saying that there isn't situations where that inequality doesn't happen, but for the most part, really doesn't, okay? So we can kind of let go of most of that angst. Let's all breathe a little bit. In with the good air, out with the bad. Let's get off that topic. God, hot topics just jump up all the time on this podcast. Anyway, so keeping that in mind, again, modern media have really confused guys on this. And if you think about all those messages in the media about how, you know, women are equal to guys and they should be, most guys are just simply confused by what amounts to a lot of inspirational messages in a lot of ways that are directed at women in magazines and movies and TV shows. So guys end up wondering, do we pay? Would it offend her liberated sensibilities if I pay? If she offers, what does that mean? It's crazy. And you know what? I don't envy guys today in this situation. It kind of sucks. I remember being in that situation. I remember one date in particular where I went out with this... She seemed like a kind of a traditional Asian gal. I believe she was Vietnamese. And we had a great time. And it was interesting because when the bill came, she didn't even budge. She didn't move an inch. She didn't bat an eyelash. And it was kind of like, oh, you're getting that. I mean, I just totally sensed it. It came off of her in waves. And you know what? I didn't have a problem with that at all. It was more the attitude that kind of came with it. It was kind of like, oh, you're going to take care of this. You are so paying for this. I'm going to make sure, you know, it was almost like it was forced on me instead of let me go for it first before you kind of cop that attitude. You know what I mean? Well, you know, again, it's that weirdness. It's so weird about that whole paying thing because now we're mixing money in. And I think that's part of it. I think deep inside we know that money is the most contentious part of a relationship. By the way, it is. It's the one thing that drives more wedges into a relationship than anything else and ruins more marriages is the whole money aspect. We just kind of sense it. So when you mix money into the factor of a starting of a relationship, ooh, that's oh, man. Oh, I got a bad taste in my mouth already. So again, we wonder, what should we do? Do we pay? Are we going to offend her? If she offers, what does that mean? Should I take her up on it? Should I let her because she offered? It's crazy. It really is. It just totally, it blows. Let's just say that. It blows. So again, I wish every guy everywhere in the world could be told my simple rule. You ask. If you ask her for the date, you pay. She counters. You insist. Done deal. It's done. That's it. It's over. Now, women also need to understand the men's side of this, too. So I want to help you with that part of it. We men feel like we've got this floating bubble over our head with our income just posted on it. And we're carrying around. It's like carrying a balloon with us with our salary. And those dollar signs are basically all that women are looking for. That's what we feel like, okay? We are so sensitive to the whole, being this basically the whole gold digging thing. Yeah, a party weekend in the Florida Keys is going to hurt a little bit for a guy. So it will probably sting a little to have to pay for, more dinners that you weren't planning for, which is why that guy probably had that unfortunate outburst, right? I'll give you a little side note here, by the way. On my first Valentine's Day with my wife, Jen, we went to this restaurant here in San Francisco. It's called Aqua. Not sure if it's there anymore, but it's got this awesome food, unbelievable food. So I knew that they specialized in Valentine's Day dinners. And when we got there, they, for some reason, had managed to misplace our reservation or whatever, but they managed to squeeze us in. And I was kind of curious. They seemed to be like falling over themselves to make sure that we got in that night. And I found out why when the bill came after dinner. It was well over $600. Now, somehow I managed to stifle most of my surprise, maybe not all of it. It's pretty hard not to open up the thing and see $600+ and not go, ooh. Now, to this day, Jen and I both joke that I've already paid for 10 years of Valentine's Day dinners. Yeah, okay, this guy might have a bit of a cheap streak, all right? So, Marcy, if that's a deal killer for you, save yourself the effort right now and just stop seeing him. However, if you think that the benefits outweigh the downside, then simply accept this quality of his, this particular little idiosyncrasy, instead of course, scheming to fix it up later on, and just go forward. Accept it and go on. Because you do realize that no man is perfect, right? You're never going to find a guy that meets every single one of your criteria. In fact, you're probably lucky to get 80 to 85% is actually a really good ratio. Look, women need to realize most guys are cheap. We are. Almost all, even guys that have worked their whole lives and gotten to be wealthy are still cheap. It's in our nature. We're doing our best to manage the money and the resource. Money is a resource to us. Okay, it's not just money. It's a resource. And we know that we have to manage those resources. We know that we're going to be responsible for raising a family or even supporting a whole family. So we are going to be very, very focused on where the money goes, right? It's our nature. But here's the kicker. So are most women. Most women are cheap too. I hate to say it, but yeah, we all are. Everybody's cheap. It's not something we're just particularly stuck with as a guy or a girl. So unless this guy is a trust fund kid with millions of dollars to fund his champagne nights at clubs, and then, of course, the rehab bill for when he develops a serious drinking problem, well, he probably just grew up doing his best to make ends meet. We're just doing our best in this crappy economy to squeak out a living like everybody else. Women are by far the bargain hunters. You're the discount seekers. You're smart like that. Who wants to pay full price? It's just that when a guy feels like he's a stock that's being evaluated on a date instead of a human being that wants to be seen for his heart and soul instead of his bank balance, well, that makes him a bit more sensitive, especially when he's further burdened by the expectation of paying the bill for something that could leave him high and dry, right? Meaning he could come out with nothing at the end of it except a peck on the cheek and a, oh, you're so sweet. And he might never see her again. So it's a real act of faith for a guy to invest in a date with a woman when he isn't entirely sure that she digs him. We don't need sex on the first date. We really don't. And most guys actually don't want it, by the way. We know that it sabotages an actual relationship most of the time. We're, of course, going to push for it because guys, we just need sex a lot. So it's always going to be on our mind. We don't think in terms of that, but we do actually breathe a little sigh of relief when you turn us down or at least delay it a little bit. We just want to know where we stand, the same as you do, okay? A date for a woman has a lot of expectations too. Sure, she's got to doll herself up, she's got to smile, she's got to be charming, she's got to listen to his boring stories about fishing and bachelor parties in the Florida Keys, and okay, so what's the point of this whole thing? We both have it crappy because all this posturing and putting up fronts and expectations and so on, it would be a ton more easy if we could just talk about these things with the other person instead of having to go to our friends for opinions or write Carlos Cavallo at www.datingadviceguru.com. Sorry, shameless plug there. So what do we do about all this? First, cut him some slack. Just cut him a little bit of slack and see how it goes. Maybe keep your eyes peeled for unacceptable cheapness. Don't go paranoid here on me, but just keep your eyes open. but realize that in his heart of hearts, he doesn't want to be cheap. He's just doing his best to meet everyone's expectations, trying to win over a woman while making a living. And maybe his communication and consistency that you mentioned being a big benefit, maybe that outweighs his budget consciousness. I'm trying to put a nice label on cheapness. After all, which one is going to ensure greater long-term relationship success for you two? The communication and consistency, or his slight cheapness right now where he may be a little short of cash? Just some food for thought. And that's where I'm going to leave that. I do a mic drop here, but it would really hurt your ears. So let's just go with that. And remember that, yes, the rule is that he should offer, or he should, you know, he should be the one that grabs the check. You make a polite, oh, can I help you with that? And he says, no, I got it. And that's all there is to it. But recognize, when you put that offer out there, there is a chance he will take you up on it. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like you, and it doesn't mean that he's cheap. It might just mean he's pretty damn confused, because it's a confusing dating marketplace out there, and we all got to work together to figure this thing out. Let's not get, you know, all up in arms about it. Hey, I hope this was enlightening to you on some level. If you have any questions, please write them into me, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start covering more mailbags in the show and on the site. So write into me at the site. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com. And of course, if you're listening to this podcast and you haven't already, get on my newsletter and get some cool free stuff. You'll see on the site, go to datingadviceguru.com. Over on the left-hand side, there's a form. You can fill it in. You can get yourself some pretty cool stuff, including my love detector, how to find out if a man truly is into you, and so much more. Oh, wait till you see what's in the newsletter. Dude, it's cool. All right, I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Can't wait to talk in your ear, whisper sweet somethings next time around.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.